Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
And on this soggy, rainy day in Denver, Colorado, I don't know why it doesn't rain for a couple months, and then all of a sudden it makes up for it. We're all drowning here. No, we're enjoying it. We really are. Welcome to Call to Freedom. It was truly for freedom that Jesus set you free. And you are blessed because you belong to God. He chose you, shaped you, and prepared you to make a difference in this world. You may not be making a difference like Charlie did. He made a huge difference with the young people. Praise God for his life and ongoing through Turning Point USA. And you may not be like that, but you are shaped and prepared by God to make a difference in your world, even in the Bible. I'm going through Isaiah right now. It's just one of my favorite book in the Old Testament. And I realize that this man received such revelation from God. Then there are tiny little books like Haggai and Nahum, two chapters, and they're basically talking about destruction of Israel's enemies. And I'm going, wow, just think, they had the responsibility of writing down all this destruction. And God uses us specifically for reasons that he knows that we can do it. We can do it. You can do it. I can do it. We can change our world. And I thank you so much for listening in to Call to Freedom, being a support to Call to Freedom. God bless you. You are a blessing to me. Oh, and you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you'd like to dialogue or get in touch with us, you can contact us by emailing Barbara at freedomstreet.org, Kimberly at freedomstreet.org, or hello at freedomstreet.org. And thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate so much all of your emails and your messages. We don't do it the way we used to. We used to have back-to-back phone calls on the air. That doesn't happen hardly anymore. But we do get emails, and thank you so much for just stating how you believe, stating what Charlie Kirk was all about. He wanted people to dialogue with him. He wanted to get their opinions. He wanted to get their belief systems out in the open so they could prove him wrong. And he said, prove me wrong. And it was really great. Oh, I hope that we have another one raised up, or several, or maybe thousands raised up in the place of Charlie to do that kind of dialoguing. Praise the Lord. You can go to freedomstreet.org and listen to previous radio programs. You can also read Kimberly's blogs at Voices of Freedom under teaching. And you can also go to the Bible Guide and read through the Bible with me. And you are able to donate to Call to Freedom on the website by hitting that little donate button. And if you appreciate Call to Freedom, we appreciate your donations. Our memory verse for this week is Romans 15, verse 13. And in the New American Standard, now may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of Holy Spirit. And in the Living Translation, Romans 15, verse 13 says, I pray that the God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. God fills you with that joy and that peace when you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was given to us, friend, to give us comfort, to give us teaching, that we might learn about more about God's ways. He is there for you, and he's your comforter. Praise the Lord. The Message translation says of Romans 15:13, and this is from the 12th verse, people of all nations celebrate God. All colors and races give hearty praise. And Isaiah's word, there's the root of our ancestor Jesse, breaking through the earth and growing tree tall, tall enough for everyone everywhere to see and to take hope. I mean, Isaiah is quoted all through the New Testament. And oh, may the Lord of energizing hope fill you with joy, fill you with peace, so that your believing lives, filled with all the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, will brim over with hope. And just like it's raining today and brimming over and flowing down our streets, you are brimming over with the hope of God in your heart. And it shows. People that are filled with the hope and peace of God, it shows on your face. Praise God. Yesterday, I ended the program and I began to talk to you about amazing spiritual alignment going on right now in every person who has been through this last week and desires change. We all desire change, every one of us. I pray that you have not gotten set in your ways, that you have not fallen asleep, that you aren't at a point in your life where you're complacent and comfortable with your way of life, because God has so much for you. And maybe you've realized that such different thoughts and opinions and what you hear on social media may not be what God has established and prepared for his people. Maybe you've heard some things from the world and you think that sounds pretty good. Well, compare it with the Word of God. That's what Charlie did. Compared it with the Word of God that he knew. Many people are in self-deception when they believe what they believe and don't base it on the standard of morals of each and every human being. And that standard is the Bible. That's the thing that I have read for years, and that's the thing that is important to every believer, reading that Bible and getting that standard of peace and joy and righteousness into your heart. In the last 3 weeks, we saw what a young 22-year-old believing in his heart that murdering a beautiful, patriotic American was good. It was good. Tyler Robinson was filled with self-deception. And as Darren said so many times, you can choose your sin, but you can't choose your consequence. And that for Tyler Robinson is either life behind bars for the rest of his life. Just think, 22 years old, and you have a jail cell to consider for the rest of your life, or death by a firing squad. That's what self-deception can do to a person. And in the case of Tyler Robinson, he believed that he was protecting his transgender roommate that he thought would be harmed by the new conservatism that is sweeping this nation. And so he decided just to kill the person that is outstanding in that area of teaching young people about not only the Word of God, but about the Constitution. And that's what Tyler Robinson gets for the rest of his life. Oh, God help him. Oh, and bring him to salvation, Holy Spirit. Paul tells us in Galatians 3:1-2, what has happened to you, foolish Galatians? Who has bewitched you? And you may find that some of your friends and relatives, you're going, what has happened to them? How can they think that? Who has bewitched them? Who has put you under an evil spell? Did God not open your eyes to see the meaning of Jesus' crucifixion? Was he not revealed to you as the crucified one? So answer me this. Did Holy Spirit come to you as a reward for keeping Jewish laws? Did he come as a reward for keeping Jewish laws? No, you received him as a gift because you believed in the Messiah. Your new life began when the Holy Spirit gave you a new birth. Why then would you so foolishly turn from living in the Spirit by trying to finish by your own works? That doesn't work, folks. I tried it. I tried it for 40 to 50 years. It doesn't work. Oh, social media had more of an influence on Tyler Robinson than how his conservative family had raised him. And he was raised in a conservative family. The word bewitched, the term that Paul uses in Galatians 3, the term bewitched refers to the act of being influenced or controlled by witchcraft or magic, often leading to deception or a departure from truth. Remember that. It leads to a departure from the truth. In the biblical context, it is associated with spiritual deception and the turning away from the gospel of Christ. I looked up the deception of the definition of self-deception, and here it is. I have five different points of self-deception. It is an act of lying to oneself to make oneself feel better about themselves or their reality. And its signs including denying it, minimizing the problem, rationalizing it the wrong way, and many times blaming it on others. And you see that, wow, blaming it on others, rationalizing, justifying your way of doing it, and blaming it on others. And self-deception gives the opportunity not only to lie to ourselves, but to lie better to others. Lower your own anxiety, build resilience as an act of self-defense, or to be better in relationships. He was going to, you know, Tyler Robinson was going to be better with his roommate. He was going to get rid of the problem. Going on to complete a task as Tyler Robinson did, he completed the task that he planned. Self-deception leads to a negative self-talk, being in denial of reality. Do you talk negative to yourself? Do you talk about yourself in negatives and not being able to grow? Self-deception can be stopped by accepting that we do it, understanding the reasons behind it. Look at yourself. Are you believing some of the wrong things against the Word of God or even against your Christian friends? Accepting feedback, not accepting feedback. No, I don't want to hear from you. No, I got my own opinion and you keep your own opinion. That's self-deception. When you're deceiving yourself, you're denying reality. You're rationalizing your behavior as acceptable. You're justifying your actions and behavior as normal. And at this time in history, it's so easy to give in to the noise that you hear every moment of the day. We must decide what we listen to is true. Paul said in Philippians 4:8, think on these things. Think on the things. If you're born again, you're going to think on these things. Whatever is true, God's standard of truth, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is honorable, whatever is of a good report, think on these things. And he says in the next verse, practice these things every day in your life. There is a faction of society that is trying to rewrite the Constitution to say things that are not in the Constitution and trying to prove to the naive and the ignorant that their way is the true way. It is not. It is not. Another example of a person caught in self-deception is the story, sad story of James Craig, a very popular dentist in Aurora, Colorado. He lived in a beautiful $1 million home. And he poisoned his wife, Angela, the mother of his six children, over several months with potassium cyanide by putting it in her power shake every morning. Can you imagine? Oh, how Satan deceived him in such a drastic way. He thought he didn't love her and experimented with having affairs with other women and relationships that he thought would fulfill that empty gnawing in his soul that we know only God can fill. He was a first-class dentist with everything to look forward to, but he was overspending and having affairs. He was a selfish, deceived man. Some of the remarks at his trial were, for one, I thought he was a great guy. He gave incredibly competent, friendly care. He was a family man. He talked about his family, his kids, and Angela was not somebody just sitting there and staying quiet. She was engaged in the dental practice. She was somebody who was talking about ideas and their marketing, their message. Chelsea Otoyo, who worked at Summerbrook Dental, it's closed now, told 48 Hours that James and Angela were two peas in a pod who would play pranks on each other all day long and seemed like the perfect couple. James and Angela married on December 18th of 1999 and were parents of six children. When she wasn't working in the office or parenting her children, Angela was involved in her church. What James Craig did to his devoted wife was unconscionable. And one person says, Dr. Craig unleashed a path of destruction as wide as a tornado and just as devastating. One witness said, damage to his children, damage to Angela's family, damage to his own family. None of the individuals that are here in this courtroom will ever be the same. And if you'll see pictures of a grinning and happy James Craig before and then after when he was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Angela Craig went to the hospital 3 times in 10 days, experiencing symptoms like dizziness and headaches. Before her condition deteriorated, she was eventually declared brain dead. Toxicology tests later showed that the 43-year-old had been poisoned with cyanide and tetrahydrozoline, a substance found in the over-the-counter eye drops and nasal spray. It is deadly when ingested, and that eye drop is deadly, and there have been deaths because of that. Craig bought poisons online as part of a deliberate effort to kill Angela. He justified in his mind every step of this hideous plan. And they even showed the cameras that were in the hospital showed him coming out of the restroom with a syringe in his hand. He thought that he could actually kill her by putting the syringe into her bottle. I mean, this man had no conscience. He had no conscience at all. It was unbelievable. He will sit in his cell until he dies, and unless he repents of what he did, he will end up in hell. In the last week, we've seen the kingdom of darkness colliding with the kingdom of light. And truth is emerging, folks. Truth is emerging. I see a new vision on this earth, and especially in the United States right now. I see people who have been pro-abortion, they call it pro-choice, for so many years, dating back till, 1972, I think it was when it was made a law. And since last week, I see Holy Spirit wooing people to rethink what abortion and other ideologies that have been acceptable to the far left, what they're all about. I'm seeing truth emerge, praise God, and it's time to face the truth. I believe the events of last week have been a shock treatment for reality. Charlie Kirk will be known for his commitment to God first and foremost, and I hope that his name is forever emblazoned on our hearts and that we speak of him often. His willingness to dialogue was extremely important. He reminds me of the Apostle Paul, who would walk into hostile places. I mean hostile. In one village, they stoned him thinking he was dead. He got up. After a few minutes, he got up, swept the dirt off of his robe, and walked back into that village. He reminds me of so many people right now that are willing to stand up for faith in Jesus Christ. And he died because he was debating the Jewish leaders who hated him, and that led to his death. In fact, here is a little paragraph. Nero had made clear that Paul was indeed the foremost enemy of God among them. It is therefore recorded that Paul was beheaded in Rome itself and that Peter was likewise crucified under him. They died, as Charlie Kirk died last week, for wanting their world to know about Jesus Christ and the truth he gave to the world. Praise God. Oh, we are people that should not value our life to death. And I quoted that yesterday from Revelation 12:11, that they overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. Remember, you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Boy, I do. And the word of their testimony. Your testimony is so important. Oh, make it vocal. Make it vocal, folks. Don't just think about it every day, but speak about it. And they valued not their life even unto the death. Romans 12:11. In Proverbs 23:23, it says, get truth and keep it. Get truth and keep it. Whatever it takes, it may take a whole rehauling of all that you've believed for a long time. Accept that. Ask God for reality in your life and truth, because truth brings purpose to everyday life. God's word is forever established. I just read that in Isaiah 40 today. It's no longer my truth or your truth or my pronouns or your pronouns, he, her, this, they. That's so confusing. I never did that. I wouldn't do that. It's God's truth. And then you can say at every sunrise for the rest of your life, it is well with my soul. Here's my John Wells.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, even so it is well with my soul.
Hope you can say that today. It is well with my soul, that you are feeding on the Word of God and you're filling up all kinds of wonderful things in your spirit, soul, and mind. Oh, and in your body. When you got the Word of God in your heart, your body goes right along with it. It's good. Romans 12:2 says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Just today, I turned on the channel, the local channel Fox, thinking maybe they'd have a weather report. And here they were looking at bears and trying to find out which bear was the fattest for the winter. Our minds are not made for that. Our minds are not made for ridiculous puzzles and games and all of that. Our minds actually eventually rot because we're thinking on such stupid things in this culture. Oh, let's fill our minds with the Word of God. I have a very serious verse here from Matthew 12, 44 through 45, and I don't like to read it a whole lot of times because it talks about evil spirits. When an evil spirit leaves a person, and when you have been oppressed and filled with all kinds of junk from the world, an evil spirit can live there. And an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert seeking rest, but finding none. So then it says, well, I'll return to the person I came from. And so it returns and finds its former home empty, swept, and in order. When you get rid of some of the things, the junk in your life, and you say, Lord, I don't want to do that anymore, and I ask you to cleanse me. When you are cleansed from that habit or the thought life that you lived, all the bad things that were part of your life, fill it with the Word of God, because if you don't fill it with the Word of God, the spirits are going to come back and they're going to say, ah, I'm going to return to this person. It's swept clean. And the spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself. Now, remember this. This is Jesus' words. Jesus is telling us, warning us to fill ourselves up with God's word. And they all enter into the person and live there. And so that person is worse off than before. That will be the experience of this evil generation, Jesus says. When you have confessed and the cleansing is complete, fill yourself, your mind, your heart, and your body with the Word of God. Let that Spirit flow into your soul, your emotions, all that is you, and even into your body, so that your body is made whole and complete by the stripes of Jesus. Oh, this is so good. You may not always see the outcomes of situations, but you know the truth of the gospel, and that will set you free. So make every effort to enter into that narrow gate and see the words of Jesus as treasures in your heart. Don't neglect the Word of God, my friend. And if you don't get it in the morning, oh, you got all day. Go to that Word of God in the afternoon or the evening. And even if it is on your phone, and I don't recommend that, I recommend this wonderful hard copy here of the Bible in front of you, the words of God to you, the love letter of God to you. But if you do need to go to your phone, go and look up those wonderful scriptures. And especially if you have a scripture like Romans 15, verse 13, go through that again and again. Isaiah 22, 22. I give you these scriptures every week so that you can memorize them and dwell on them. That's what's going to keep you alive and well and functioning to the glory of God. Oh, God bless you and keep you. Stay out of the rain. Stay warm. Go get a cup of cocoa or coffee and know that I love you. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.